So, you have a movie for me?
Oh, actually, no, sir, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No, I was told you were looking for feature-length commercials with kind of a storyline. I must be in the wrong room.
No, yeah, no, that's what we call movies around here.
Oh, okay, then, yeah, I got a movie for you.
Amazing. So what's this movie gonna sell? I mean, what's it gonna be about?
Product-wise.
Mainly Transformers toys, sir, but also a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, so we're gonna start in the Middle East, right? We're gonna meet these military guys.
Oh, they got cool stuff like guns and bombs and planes.
Yeah, and they're all talking about their vague but super relatable likes and values. Like, one of them likes baseball and beer, another one has a newborn at home.
Oh, I'm rooting for these guys already.
Well, good, because that's all the character development they're gonna get.
Works for me.
I bet it does, but then they're gonna get attacked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this freaking Decepticon arrives, and he attacks the entire army base, goes boom, boom, boom.
Very rude.
Yeah, this bad guy was trying to access some data and information. That's why he was there.
Oh, robots love data.
They sure do, sir. And later in the movie, our lovable gun guys, they survived, but they get attacked again.
Why do they get attacked this time? Do they have the data with them?
They don't, no. But at that point, we'll have gone several minutes without a hot girl or an action scene, so.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So anyway, we're gonna meet this high school student, Sam Witwicky, right?
Okay.
And he's in the middle of this show and tell and layout exposition presentation at school.
Oh, so what do we learn?
Well, his great-great-grandfather was a famous Arctic explorer, and he went crazy and spoke about an ice giant, and also Sam has his glasses.
A very normal high school presentation.
Yeah, and since he gets an A, his dad brings him to buy his first car.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and the car is gonna end up being an Autobot named Bumblebee, who was sent to Earth to protect him specifically.
Well, thank God Sam happened to be buying a car on the exact day that a robot that transforms into a car was looking for him.
It did work out pretty great. Anyway, Sam is trying to impress this girl, Michaela, right?
Oh, and what's her deal?
Oh, well, she's an attractive girl who knows cars and wears tight clothes.
Oh, nice.
I bet she eats at Burger King, doesn't she?
Well, why would she eat at Burger King?
Well, hypothetically, if Burger King were to give us a bunch of money, I bet she would eat at Burger King a lot.
Oh, then yeah, she eats at Burger King all the time. She freaking loves Burger King.
Amazing.
Anyway, so this Decepticon is after Sam because he wants his great-great-grandfather's glasses.
Oh, robots with bad eyesight are tight.
No, it actually wants the glasses because this bad guy Megatron etch some coordinates to this thing called the Allspark into them.
Kind of a random ability to have, but okay.
The space robot etches coordinates into glass. Don't worry about it.
Well, okay then.
So then Bumblebee helps out Sam and Michaela with some cool punching, and then he calls the Autobots over.
Oh, the merch is on its way.
Yeah, it is, sir. And then Bumblebee wants them to get in the car, but Michaela is like, yeah. Oh, she doesn't want to get into the space robot.
She doesn't, no.
But then Sam is going to be like, 50 years from now, when you're looking back at your life, don't you want to be able to say you had the guts to get in the car?
Oh, what a strange and unnatural thing for a person to say.
Yeah, kind of comes out of nowhere, but at the end of the movie, she's gonna be like, I'm glad I got in the car.
Yeah, that didn't even take 50 years. Very efficient.
Yeah, it all comes full circle, so this is a story, kind of.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow.
Now, do all the Autobots speak English?
Yeah, they picked it up from the internet.
I guess that makes sense.
Maybe. And so Optimus Prime, he's like, hey, if Megatron gets his hands on the Allspark, he's gonna turn all machines on Earth into an army and wipe out mankind.
Why?
Well, he's evil, so he wants to do stuff that's evil.
Oh, you know, that does sound evil. This is all fitting together well.
Oh, also, we're gonna sometimes cut away to the storyline where this girl, Maggie, steals some government data, and she goes to see a hacker friend of hers, and they're gonna get arrested, and they're not gonna have a huge impact on things.
Sure, I mean, you gotta have people running around in all directions in these things.
You do. They can interact with products along the way.
Maybe one of them drinks some Pepto-Bismol.
If they give us some money, sure, one of them can have some Pepto-Bismol. Amazing.
Anyway, so eventually, Sam and Michaela get picked up by government agents.
Oh, no.
And pretty much all the human characters end up at the Hoover Dam, which is where the government brought Megatron's frozen body and the Allspark.
Well, what about the Autobots?
Well, they say they can't help Sam without harming humans, but they do get the glasses so they can locate the Allspark.
Wouldn't the coordinates on the glasses be for the Arctic and not the Hoover Dam?
You don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, I won't.
And so then Megatron wakes up and he's mad.
And now, does Megatron speak English?
He does, yeah.
But the Autobots learned it from the internet and stuff.
Yeah, well, I think they had the internet back in 1895 when he was frozen.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, there's no way for us to check.
What about the internet?
What about it?
Use it.
He did.
Never mind.
So anyway, now the good guys gotta hide the Allspark because Megatron wants it.
Right, they gotta hide it.
So the army guys decide they need to go hide it in a nearby city.
Right, okay. I feel like that doesn't make a ton of sense because there are a bunch of civilians there.
There are, but this way we'll get to see some buildings get destroyed.
Okay, yeah, they gotta head to that city.
So then we're gonna head into the third act of the movie.
Oh, what happens in the third act?
Oh, you're gonna like this. It's gonna be pow, pow, pow.
Oh, very cool.
bing, bing, bong.
Oh, I love it.
Pow, pow. Boom, 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 boom.
What?
Oh, sorry. Pow, pow. Boom, 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 bam.
Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. Okay, perfect.
Okay, yeah, great. So there's going to be explosions and robots punching each other and explosions on a motorcycle and just so many explosions.
Oh, my testosterone levels are dangerously high.
So eventually Optimus Prime is like, listen, Sam, if stuff goes wrong, you got to put the AllSpark into my chest because that'll destroy it and it'll kill me.
Very noble. And so then Sam and Optimus go up against Megatron. Oh man, it's gonna be tough to beat him.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Sam puts the AllSpark in his chest, and so he dies.
The thing he was trying to get his hands on immediately kills him when he touches it?
It did, yeah.
Well, yeah, that worked out great.
And so, yeah, then the Autobots are like, hey, we're gonna stay on Earth and watch over humans now.
Nice.
And so then they all just kind of watch while Sam gets with Michaela on top of Bumblebee.
What?
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a great commercial.
Oh, yeah, it will be.
And if it does well, we can make some more.
Yeah, we sure can, sir, but let's not get too carried away.
So, you have a Transformers sequel for me?
I got a bunch of explosive action scenes with some dialogue in between that kind of explains why they're happening.
Oh, that's close enough for sure. So what happens in this thing?
Well, the US military's working with the Autobots to take on Decepticons around the world, right?
Okay.
So these humans are in a huge fight and Shanghai is just getting destroyed.
Very cool.
So then they release Optimus Prime and he just kicks a bunch of butt, straight up executes a Decepticon on the spot.
Why didn't they unleash him in the first place?
Because.
That works.
So then the US government manages to cover up the fact that there was a giant robot fight, which is what they did with whatever happened in the first movie, too.
How'd they manage that? I mean, giant robots crashed through city buildings in broad daylight in front of thousands of people.
Yeah, well, I mean, they do all that stuff off screen and in between movies, so we don't have to worry about that. Oh, is that how that works?
It is.
So anyway, we're gonna meet up with Sam Witwicky, and he's getting ready to go to college.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, so we're gonna spend a bunch of time with his parents and their dogs who won't stop humping each other.
This all sounds like stuff that people want to see in a Transformers movie, sure.
But then it turns out that Sam has a shard of the AllSpark stuck on his sweater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this thing burns through the floor and lands on the kitchen table.
It doesn't burn through that?
For some reason, it doesn't. And then it turns all the appliances into robots and imprints stuff onto Sam's brain because he touched it.
That happens from touching a sliver of the AllSpark. Wasn't he holding the entire thing in the last movie?
There's no way for me to check that.
Well,
and then Sam tells Bumblebee that he can't come to college with him, and Bumblebee does that thing where he talks through the radio.
Didn't he get his voice back at the end of the last movie?
Well, okay, I mean, how am I supposed to remember every single thing that happened in the first movie?
Well, I mean, you can watch the first movie.
No, I can't. I put a bagel in my DVD player.
Oh, okay. Well, it might work if you take the bagel out.
Oh, I doubt it, because then I put the DVD player in the oven and set it to broil, because I still wanted the bagel.
That's fair. Well, okay, I guess we'll do whatever we want in this one, then.
That's what I'm thinking.
So what else happens?
Oh, well, the Decepticons use another shard from the AllSpark to bring Megatron back to life from the bottom of the ocean.
Isn't the AllSpark what killed him in the last movie?
All right, listen, sir,
I'm gonna need you to either get me a new DVD player or get all the way off my back about the last movie.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
So anyway, then Sam's parents bring him to college and his mom accidentally eats a pot brownie, so she immediately tackles someone, which is maybe how those things affect people.
It might be.
And then eventually Sam starts seeing all these crazy symbols because of the AllSpark and this hot girl starts to show some real interest in him.
Nice.
And so then they start making out and his girlfriend Michaela walks in, but then it turns out this hot girl is a Decepticon, so they have to run away.
Decepticons can take the form of humans?
Walking, talking humans, sir, yeah.
Why don't they do that all the time? Why pretend to be cars to blend in?
Unclear.
Well, okay then.
So then eventually Optimus Prime saves Sam, but he gets killed by Megatron.
Oh, so they use the AllSpark sliver to revive him?
Nope.
Why not?
I don't know.
Fair enough. So then what happens?
Also, we're gonna find out that Megatron has a boss and his name is The Fallen.
And what's his deal?
Well, he wants to come to Earth and harvest the sun, and only a Prime can kill him.
Why?
Oh, because reasons.
Understandable, sure.
And so to use this sun harvesting machine, he needs to find something called the Matrix of Leadership.
Oh, another thingy. We got a bunch of thingies in these movies.
We sure do, sir.
So a long time ago, a bunch of Primes used their own dead bodies as a barrier to hide this thing.
The only ones who can kill The Fallen are Primes, and they all killed themselves?
That's the strategy they went with. with, so they had both this Matrix thing and the Sun Harvester machine in the pyramids in Egypt. They killed themselves, the only ones who can kill the Fallen, and then left the key to his death machine right next to the death machine.
Yeah, in Egypt, in the pyramids.
Wow, well, it's gonna be hard for the main characters to get to Egypt from the States.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they find this old, old Decepticon who turned good, and his name is Jetfire.
Oh, so he can turn into a jet.
He can turn into a jet.
So they just fly to Egypt.
Oh. Yeah, that would have made sense. No, they're gonna teleport.
What?
Yeah, this flying robot who can turn into a jet, he can teleport, so that's how they're gonna get there.
Okay.
So then a lot of these pages just say the word explosion.
What's gonna explode?
Oh, just all of it, I guess.
That works.
And then some bad robots are gonna combine into a really big robot called Devastator, and this thing's like a big vacuum.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so like some human characters will hide behind a van and stuff, and this thing will just inhale that van, no problem.
Oh, selective sucking is tight.
Gross. And then this Devastator thing's gonna be on top of a pyramid, and that guy Simmons from the last movie, he's gonna be like, I am directly below the enemy scrotum.
Oh, this Transformer has a scrotum.
Yeah, this Transformer has a scrotum.
Well, all right. We'll have somebody from the visual effects team spend hours and hours making robot testicles.
I think it's important to use a chunk of the budget on a robot scrotum, yeah.
I agree.
Anyway, so then the really bad robot's gonna come to Earth because he wants to blow up the sun using the pyramids.
These are things that you've written, and we're gonna spend a lot of money to bring them to life.
That's what's happening here, and nobody's stopping it. So then that Simmons guy, he's gonna call the Navy and be like, I used to be in a secret organization and you need to listen to me.
Okay.
And then he's like, I need you to fire your massive railgun at the Pyramid of Giza. And they're like, all right, let's do it.
The Navy fires at one of the wonders of the world because a stranger told them to?
That's right, sir, they do.
Wow, 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 wow.
And then Sam's gonna end up dying.
That's fatal.
Actually, no, it's not, sir. See, he goes to robot heaven and some robots are like, hey, Sam, congrats. Now you've earned the ability to use the Matrix. So then he comes back to life and revives Optimus.
Shia LaBeouf's gonna go to robot heaven and we're gonna immortalize that image in cinematic history.
Yeah, and so now that Optimus is alive, he's gonna kick everybody's butts and it's gonna be practically impossible to understand what's going on visually.
Very cool.
And then right before he kills the Fallen, you know what he's gonna say?
Something cool, I bet.
He's gonna say, give me your face. And then Megatron escapes because we're gonna need him for sequels, probably.
Of course.
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, you know? Probably not the best movie of the year.
But not the worst.
But not the worst.
So, you have a new Transformers movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
I should tell you, unfortunately, we're not gonna be able to use Megan Fox in this one because of we fired her.
No problem, sir. We'll just say that Sam Witwicky has a new girlfriend.
Fantastic. Now, let me ask you something. Is she a supermodel?
Well, see, sir, Sam Witwicky as a character is a constantly screamy and whiny and sweaty guy, right? So, of course she's a supermodel.
Good.
Of course she is.
That makes complete sense to me.
And this one's name is Carly, and she also supports him financially and lets him live in her awesome apartment because he can't find a job.
Oh, he can't?
He can't, sir, and we're gonna spend a bunch of the movie following him as he tries to find a job.
That does sound like the kind of thing people want to see in a Transformers movie.
Unsuccessful job interviews, I agree. And speaking of things people definitely want to see in a Transformers movie, Sam's parents are gonna be back.
Oh boy, so what are they gonna do?
Well, they're gonna be comic relief.
Comic relief is very important.
I agree, that's why 95% of the other characters will also be comic relief.
Sounds like a good strategy.
So anyway, Sam can't get hired anywhere, even though he got a medal from the president.
Oh yeah, isn't he super famous from saving the world several times?
You'd think so, but no, everybody seems to have forgotten that.
Well, okay then. So is there any Transformers stuff going on in the movie, or is it all just job interviews?
Oh, there's some Transformers stuff, sir.
Oh boy.
So we're gonna say that the meltdown at Chernobyl was actually because some human scientists were messing with some stuff they found on an Autobot spaceship.
Oh, so the worst nuclear disaster in history was caused by Hasbro products?
I certainly wouldn't phrase it that way to the investors, sir, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so this spaceship crash-landed on the moon in the 1960s, and we're gonna say that's actually why the U.S. sent people up there.
So what's up with this spaceship?
Well, see, Sentinel Prime, the old leader of the Autobots, was on it with something they could use to win the war, but he was shot down by Decepticons.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and later in the movie, there's gonna be this plot twist where you find out he was actually working with the Decepticons.
So why'd they shoot him down if they were working together?
together.
Unclear. So anyway, Optimus revives Sentinel, and then he offers him the Matrix of Leadership, but Sentinel's like, no, you keep that.
If he's secretly evil, shouldn't he accept the super powerful object? Like, that would come in handy for his plan, right?
Well, sir, this happens before we find out about the plot twist.
Right. Shouldn't the plot connect with the upcoming twist, though?
No, I think it's fine.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Sam eventually does get a job, but this guy, Jerry Wang, tells him all about the spaceship on the moon, but then he's gonna get killed by a Decepticon.
Oh, how come?
Well, see, the Decepticons have decided to kill all their human collaborators, so they make it seem like he killed himself.
Very sneaky.
Right? And then the Decepticons just gonna go crazy in the office, shooting everything.
Well, why'd he make it look like that guy killed himself if he was about to go crazy anyway?
Unclear.
Huh.
So then Sam ends up working with the government, who don't really seem to know who he is.
Well, he's the guy who very publicly helped save the world from Decepticons several times.
Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell for these people. So then we're gonna reveal that Sentinel is evil, and he brings a bunch of Decepticons down to Earth from the moon.
Uh-oh.
So then the Decepticons make a deal with the humans. They're like, if you guys exile the Autobots, there won't be a war.
I mean, surely the government won't trust that deal, right? Well, why wouldn't they?
Well, they're called the Decepticons.
Right, well, see, they don't make that connection, so then they get deceived.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie. So then we're gonna find out that Sam's girlfriend's boss is also a bad guy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's this super rich guy, Dylan, and he actually hired Sam's girlfriend as a way to get to Sam, and he's been working with the Decepticons all along.
Why not just hire Sam? He was actively looking for employment, right?
Right, but we need a reason for the girlfriend character to be in the movie.
I guess that makes sense.
Didn't you say the Decepticons were killing all their human collaborators, though?
I did say that.
So why not this guy?
Well, sir, it's as they say, you know, inconsistency is key to success.
Oh, that's not the expression.
Well,
so anyway, what are the Decepticons planning exactly?
Oh, well, first of all, they want to make sure the Autobots aren't coming back, right? So they kind of strap an explosive watch onto Sam's wrist.
And they send him to go see Optimus for information.
Exactly, but so Optimus is like, we don't have a plan, we're just letting the humans put us on a ship and we're gonna leave.
Okay.
And then as they're taking off, the Decepticons blow the ship up.
Oh, no.
So then since Sam couldn't get any information, they just kind of take that watch off of him.
Wait, this guy's been personally involved in taking down Decepticons twice. Why would they let him live?
Oh, because he's the main character.
Right, of course.
So then Decepticons start destroying Chicago and killing a bunch of people. It's gonna be nuts.
Why are they doing that?
Well, they want to activate these devices to make a big wormhole that'll make planet Cybertron appear in Earth's atmosphere.
What?
And then they could use all the humans as slaves.
So what's the point of destroying Chicago?
It's gonna look awesome.
Wouldn't a planet appearing in our orbit throw off our gravity or something terrible like that?
Actually, not even a little.
Learning about science is tight.
So now stuff's looking really bad, right? People are dying. Sam's girlfriend got kidnapped by her boss.
Man, it's gonna be tough for the humans to fight back, huh?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, it turns out the Autobots weren't actually on the exploding ship. It was part of their plan the whole time.
What do you mean?
Well, see, they wanted the humans to understand that the Decepticons are evil, so they pretended to leave only to swoop in and help now.
So they let thousands of humans be killed just to be able to say, I told you so?
Pretty much, yeah.
Jeez.
So then, boom! Pow, 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 pow!
Nice!
Pew, pew, pew!
Yeah, keep telling me about that stuff. I want to know more about that.
And then, an explosion!
Wow, 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 wow.
And so eventually Optimus is fighting Sentinel and he's losing. But then Megatron swoops in and kicks Sentinel's butt because he wants to be in charge.
Oh.
And then Megatron turns to Optimus like, you know, what would you be without me?
It's true, they do have a kind of dynamic.
And then Optimus is like, time to find out, and he rips Megatron's head and spine out.
Oh my god.
And then Sentinel's on the ground begging for his life, so Optimus shoots his head off point blank and executes him.
Oh. Hey, so Optimus is kind of a psychopath, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, for sure. So that's about it. What do you think?
Oh, well, I mean, it sounds like a Transformers movie, you know?
It is.
Yeah, it sounds like a nice way to wrap up the trilogy, you know, close the book on these Transformers movies.
Yeah, it might be time to say goodbye now.
Yeah. Although they do make a lot of money.
So, you have a new Transformers sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So this one takes place 5 years after the events of the last movie.
Oh, man, and what's Sam Witwicky up to now?
Well, Shia LaBeouf doesn't want to do these movies anymore, so...
But...
But there's still money to be made.
Yeah, there is. So we're going to go ahead and not mention his character at all and just focus on this inventor guy I came up with.
Oh, who are you thinking to play him?
Well, see, after seeing Mark Wahlberg play a science teacher in The Happening, I realized this guy just has this quality where he'll, you know, just do any role if you pay him enough.
Oh. Yeah, no matter how little sense it makes casting-wise,
he'll do it.
Well, people like Mark Wahlberg, so sure, let's have him play an inventor.
Yeah, so Mark Wahlberg's going to play an inventor, and he makes these gimmicky things that don't really work, and he's just plunging his family and friends into debt.
Oh, and this is the good guy?
This is the main good guy, yeah, and he also takes money from his employee instead of paying him and ends up getting him killed.
Oh.
Steals electricity from his neighbors, throws a baseball bat at a car, wants to take his own daughter to prom.
All right, I mean, yeah, I guess that can be our protagonist.
It's gonna be.
If you say so.
I do. So this guy's name is Cade Yeager, right?
Oh yeah, that almost sounds like a real name, sure.
And he finds this old truck that he starts working on, and as it turns out, it's Optimus Prime. He's from the other movies.
He sure is, sir.
But see, Optimus is hurt, but Cade can fix him because he's
a terrible inventor.
Exactly. But then these bad guys show up because they want Optimus.
Oh, what's the deal with the bad guys? What do they want with Optimus?
Oh, well, there's this rogue CIA guy, Harold Attinger, right? And he's hunting down all Transformers, good and bad.
How come?
Well, his whole thing is like, Transformers shouldn't fight our battles. We should fight our own battles.
So how's he gonna hunt them?
Well, he's gonna team up with a Transformer to fight his battles for him.
Oh, that goes against the one thing you've told me about this guy.
Yeah, but this Transformer's face turns into a gun, which I think is cool enough to justify that.
Well, listen, I agree.
Great, so now these bad guys are here, so they have to find a place for Optimus to hide on the farm.
Wow, it's gonna be tough to hide an Autobot on a farm.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just goes ahead and hides under the floor of the barn, so that's the perfect spot for him. That's a great spot.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank God Cade Yeager had an empty 30-foot deep storage space under his floorboards.
Yeah, so Cade tells this bad guy, you know, you don't have a warrant. And this guy's like, my face is my warrant.
Oh, warrant faces are tight. Although now that I think of it, that doesn't even remotely make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, but it's gonna sound cool.
Is it? I'm confused more than anything.
Well, pretty cool that a single line of dialogue can do that.
That's a good point.
Anyway, so then the bad guys threaten Cade's daughter, Tessa, so Optimus jumps out of the barn and they get saved by her boyfriend, Shane, who punches a guy with his car.
What?
And then there's gonna be this big old escape scene and they all manage to get away.
Wow, 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 wow.
Except for Cade's employee, who does die a horrible death.
Oh my god.
So now Cade and Shane are gonna get into this big argument because Cade didn't know his daughter even had a boyfriend.
Oh, that's funny. Kind of the classic protective father banter.
Exactly. And she's a minor and he's 20, so Cade's really upset, you know.
What?
Yeah, Cade is like, that's illegal. You could go to prison. And Shane's like, nope, not technically not. Like, she is 17, but we started dating when we were both minors, so this is technically not illegal.
What? I thought this was gonna be like a funny conversation.
And so he explains that Texas has this law called the Romeo and Juliet law, and technically he cannot be arrested for sleeping with this minor. It's okay.
Why are you taking this scene in this direction?
They had a pre-existing juvenile foundational relationship, statute 2705-3.
Oh, man.
And he pulls out a laminated card from his wallet explaining why it's okay for him to be sleeping with this young minor lady.
I mean, maybe we could just make her character 18 years old and then we don't need to do a deep dive on, you know, legal loopholes of this kind.
No, we're gonna spend several minutes on this.
It's just so specific and so creepy and makes me wonder why you know all this or why you looked it up so thoroughly.
It's just a funny scene, you know?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so then we need more robots in the movie, so Optimus is gonna get some Transformers together.
Not to talk about the Romeo and Juliet laws, right?
No. To make things explode.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
And then suddenly, Cade's gonna become really good with technology and he's gonna hack a drone that the bad guys had at his farm.
Hacks it with what? Didn't he run away from his house without bringing anything?
He hacks it with some tech junk he finds in an abandoned garage. It's all computer stuff, so it works, you know?
I guess that makes sense.
So that's gonna lead them to this big tech company called KSI, who it turns out is working with the CIA.
Oh, so what's KSI's deal?
Oh, well, they discovered that Transformers get their transforming powers from this element called Transformium.
Oh, a very appropriately named element. But didn't we say that they
they got their power from the Allspark in a previous movie?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we did. Remember it changed, like, household appliances into Decepticons instantly?
I have no recollection of that, no.
Okay, well, there's no way I'm rewatching the other movies to make sure, so I'll take your word for it.
So anyway, now this company's able to transform this Transformian stuff into any product placement we want.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
And they're trying to make their own new Transformer called Galvatron using Megatron's decapitated head, but for some reason the thing keeps turning out like Megatron.
Is it because they're using Megatron's decapitated head?
Could be, who's to say, but these guys can't figure it out.
Okay.
So then the bad guys send Galvatron after the Autobots, even though he's not fully ready.
Oh no.
And they lose control of Galvatron because it turns out he's actually Megatron reincarnated.
Uh-oh, oh no, it's the villain they've already defeated 3 times now.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, are they gonna win a 4th time?
Statistically, yeah, but let's keep going anyway.
Okay, great. So then in the middle of this fight, that gun-faced Transformer Lockdown shows up, and he abducts Optimus and Tessa.
Oh, well, they've gotta go save them.
They sure do. So they head into this spaceship to save them, and luckily they find some human-sized alien weapons so they can have a cool gunfight.
Very exciting.
And so then Kay drinks some amazingly refreshing Bud Light.
Delicious.
Yeah, and so then everybody goes to Hong Kong for the last part of the movie.
Why?
Because that'll help the movie perform well in the Chinese market.
Smart.
But before they go, Optimus Prime needs to get the Dinobots to help them.
Oh boy, what are they gonna do?
Be in the movie enough to justify putting them in the trailer and on toy shelves.
That works for me.
And so then we've made it to the 3rd act, which will just be our standard, you know, just absolute visual mess.
Care to explain what happens?
No.
Please.
Things explode, metal punches metal, good guys win, guns, boobs, America victory.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm pretty good at my job.
You are. Oh boy, this is gonna be one of the best movies of the year.
Undeniably.
So, you have a new Transformer script for me.
Yes, sir, I do. And after 5 movies, I think this will be the last one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're messing with me.
Yeah, I am. We're gonna be making these movies till we're dead.
I already feel dead. On the inside.
Same here, my man. I forget what it feels like to have a soul.
A what? So anyway, what happens in the movie?
Well, you know how everybody loves Optimus Prime?
Yeah.
Well, in this movie, he's gonna be, like, brainwashed and turned evil.
Oh, wow, that actually sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, and so then after that, you know, he's barely gonna be in it.
Oh, interesting choice.
Yeah, because I thought, hey, what if Optimus Prime was evil? And then that's as far as that thought went.
Fair enough. Is it gonna be hard to turn him nice again?
No. Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, well, Bumblebee goes, "Hey, Optimus, it's me, Bumblebee." And so, you know, that does the trick pretty much immediately.
Great, so what happens in the movie?
Same old.
Same old?
Yeah, you know, everybody wants to get their hands on a thing that can destroy the Earth, and this time it's a staff.
Ooh, staffs are tight.
Yeah, but this isn't just any staff, it's Merlin's staff.
Merlin? Like the legendary wizard Merlin?
That's right.
How does that work?
Well, essentially, we're gonna say that Transformers have been on Earth for thousands of years. And so every legend or historical event has to do with them in some way.
But didn't we say in the first movie that the Transformers came to Earth to find the Allspark?
We did say that.
Well, then maybe you should find a way to respect the mythology that you yourself established.
But I don't want to do that.
Okay, it's fine.
Okay, good.
Any other new stuff I should know about?
Well, there's a little kid named Isabella in this one.
Oh, what does she do?
Practically nothing.
Huh.
Also, the Earth is a Transformer.
What?
The Earth is a Transformer. I don't know.
What?
I mean, full disclosure, I kinda let my 5-year-old nephew write part of this one.
Oh, you did, that's cute.
Yeah, he actually had some good ideas.
Like what?
Like, for example, he says that the army guys go pew 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 pew. And I thought that was really good.
Oh, the army guys go pew 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 pew, I like that.
It does make sense if you think about it.
And are we gonna do anything new in the Transformers fight scenes?
No, not really, it's still gonna look like you toss some electronics in a wood chipper and just kinda watch that for a while.
Very cool.
And hey, I was thinking, never mind.
What is it?
Nah, it's dumb.
No, come on, tell me.
Well, I thought it'd be cool to get, like, a really well-respected actor in this one, but it's like the 5th Transformers movie, so it's gonna be impossible to do that.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Hey, I say that.
Oh, I've literally never heard you say that.
Huh?
Anyway, we could get pretty much any actor we want with this technique I learned from the Russians.
Oh, really?
They call it kompromat.
What's that about?
Basically, you just get your hands on some compromising material about someone, and then you could get them to do whatever you want.
Oh, so like blackmail.
Yeah, right.
Wow, people do that in Hollywood?
Oh, yeah. How do you think they got Al Pacino to do Jack and Jill?
Or Robert De Niro to do Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Or Al Pacino and Robert De Niro to do Righteous Kill? Or Robert De Niro to do Shark Tale? Or Robert De Niro to do Little Fockers? Or Robert De Niro to do The Comedian? Or Robert De Niro to do Dirty Grandpa?
Wow, they must have a lot of dirt on De Niro.
Oh, yeah, he's... he's done some stuff.
So who do you want to blackmail to be in this movie?
You know who I bet I can get some dirt on?
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch. We have a lot more on the channel, so be sure to check those out. And maybe subscribe, I don't know.
Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies or shows I should do pitches for.
You can also check out ScreenRant.com for the latest movie and TV news.
Thanks for watching, guys. Check in next Saturday for a new pitch.
Bye-bye.